Joan Reig-Digle was born on May 12, 1917 in Barcelona, Spain. Due to economic problems in 1934, together with his family, he had moved to the town of El Masnou, where, in addition to working to contribute to the family budget, he joined the Federation of Christian Youth of Catalunya, becoming director of the group. Despite the many commitments of work and study and his poor health, he maintained an intense spiritual life, daily participation in the Holy Mass, meditation, and practices of piety, as well as living out the social doctrine of the Church. The companions and priests who knew him in those years recalled a young man of singular virtues and great interior transparency, with an intense spiritual life and a clear awareness of social problems and the responsibility of the laity in the life of society. In July of 1936, the meeting room of the Federation of Christian Youth of Catalunya was destroyed and the church was set on fire. During those days, the young man was reliving sorrows, encouraging the timid, visiting the wounded, and even searching hospitals daily among the dead to find out which of his own had been killed. In the coming weeks, in the midst of the danger and conflict, the young man's spiritual director entrusted him with the Eucharist, various consecrated hosts, so that he could distribute communion to various Christian families, as it was impossible to attend church due to the ongoing tensions. On the day of his assassination, in a visit to a Christian family, he told them, "I'm not afraid of anything. I have the Beloved with me." Every night, at the foot of the bed, with the crucifix clasped in his hands, he implored for some clemency, for others' forgiveness, and for all mercy and strength. On the night between September the 11th and 12th, militiamen arrived at Joan's home. When his mother heard their arrival and the forceful knocking on the door, she distracted them long enough for Joan to consume all the host he still had, so they would not be profaned. Such great love this young man showed towards our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. The militiamen then took Reig-Digle from his home. It appears that, in those last moments, he knew that he was never going to see his mother again. But looking directly at her, his last words to his mother in English were, "God is with me." A few hours later, Joan Reig-Digle was taken to the cemetery of Santa Coloma de Gramenet. The militia had determined to execute him. When they pointed their rifles at him, he uttered words of forgiveness for his executioners. "May God forgive you, and I forgive you." The moment they shot, he cried out, "Viva Christore!" During his beatification ceremony on November the 7th, 2020, Cardinal O'Malley said that he hoped that Blessed Joan would serve as an example to other young members of the church. "He can be a model of Christian life for young people and adults in our society. His testimony can arouse the desire to follow Christ with joy and generosity." Blessed Joan Reig-Digle was only 19 when he gave his life for Christ. Blessed Joan Reig-Digle, pray for us.